Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gordon Hill Lewis, who has very kindly come on a little bit earlier this morning. He's a politician, DA Shadow Minister of Finance. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm very good, and you, Howard?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. So help us understand this SAA deal. All of a sudden, gosh, we need to get Cyril Ramaphosa to the G7 more often. All sorts of things keep happening just either ahead or during that time. No more procrastination. Things are happening. So, but what is this? Because I can't make head or tail. Private investors 51%, government 49%. Who are these investors? What does this mean to taxpayers? What does it mean to SAA?
Well, those are all good questions. We don't have answers to all of those questions just yet, but I think they will become clearer in the weeks and months ahead. On the face of it, it looks like a good decision. It looks like a semi-privatization of SAA, just like the government did many years ago with Telkom, selling a majority stake in the business and keeping a minority stake in the business. But there are some things that lead us to still have some concerns. For example, the individuals involved in the deal look very closely connected to the ANC. It seems as though funding for the deal might be coming from the PIC, which would be a little bit of a sham, because that would mean essentially it's being privatized with PIC money, with state pensioners' money, which we obviously would not be supporting. We also, the most important thing is, we don't know the terms of the deal. What happens when SAA runs into trouble and needs working capital? Will that still be for the states to provide, or will the share, the majority shareholder be recapitalizing the business? So there's a lot of questions, but yes, on the face of it, it does look like privatization.
Right. And of course, that's what we want. We do want this to move away from being the responsibility of the taxpayer, which means it's no one's responsibility at all, because you're not answerable to anybody. I mean, you should be, but you aren't. And that's the pattern that we've seen over and over again with government.
Well, what we want is proper, true privatization, where SAA becomes just one of the other airlines playing in the airline space. We don't mind if government keeps a shareholding just so that you can keep the name. You know, government is obsessed with having the name South African Airways. So, you know, we've said before, if you want to keep a small shareholding so that you can keep control of the name, then that's fine. But the bottom line is, as you say, we just don't want a single cent of taxpayer money spent on this airline ever again. We've already spent somewhere close to 60 billion rand over the last decade on this airline. I can't think of too many other airlines in the world that have cost their governments as much as SAA has cost us, or their taxpayers rather, as much as SAA has cost the South African taxpayers. So we want that to stop. That must never ever happen again. And if this is a deal that's going to see the state giving away the controlling share but still being responsible for further bailouts, then obviously it's just a sham.
That would be a complete absurdity. That'll just be a way to remove the profits, but keep the funding.
Keep the losses, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, so that would be very, very problematic. Yeah. Was this deal a long time in coming?
Oh, I mean, for years the government has been
what's gone on with SAA, but was the announcement a surprise?
Not really. The minister has been saying for a long time that he is in negotiations with a private equity partner. He's never said the details of who that is. So obviously the details are still a surprise, and as I said, there are still a lot more details to come. But no, it's not a surprise that the government was trying to find some kind of partner. The question was always who is prepared to pay a single cent for SAA, because there's nothing really left of the business. The profitable parts of the business have basically been destroyed. All of the routes are lost. The planes have been sold. So there really isn't much left to this business. I think if it ever does fly, it will probably just start with the Cape Town Joburg route and then maybe slowly rebuild from there. Going to be the SAA that we once remember.
So what is the asset? Is the asset the landing rights? the roots.
There's hardly any left. There's really very little assets left in the business. There's, you know, SAA Technical is probably the most valuable subsidiary because at least they have, you know, some paying customers. And they still have some domestic routes and landing rights, but they've given up all of their profitable international routes, and landing rights because they couldn't afford them anymore. They weren't running them profitably. They may have been profitable for other airlines, but SAA was not running them profitably. So, there isn't much left. And so far as I know, I stand under correction here, but they've only got a handful of planes left. So far as I recall, they have given back or sold all of their other planes.
So is holding on to it, even the 49%, about ego? Is it about face? What is it?
Yes, it's entirely about that. There's no reason why they couldn't have just closed
it go completely
down
SAA or closed it,
at least 5 years ago, and saved us all tens of billions of rand, which would have come in rather helpful in buying vaccines now.
It wouldn't have been
Or they could have simply sold it when it was still an entity that held lots of assets and it had some real value. Now you are basically starting the airline from scratch again. I really do think that if it does fly, it will only fly one route. And you're going to rebuild it from there. And all you've got is the name. And of course the name is definitely worth something.
Sure.
That's what the government is most concerned about, is losing the name. But not at the cost that we've paid for the last decade.
Certainly it's not a worthwhile investment. Gordon Hill-Lewis, politician and DA Shadow Minister of Finance, chatting to us this morning about the SAA transaction.